USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican governors are pressing President Biden and Canada's Prime Minister over COVID vaccine and quarantine requirements. They're urging both Biden and Justin Trudeau to reinstate exemptions for truckers who go between the two countries. They cite supply chain and cost of living issues as the reasons why the exemptions should be put back into place. Vaccine and quarantine mandates have been one of the issues at the heart of the ongoing trucker protests. The pain at the pump is continuing across the nation.
The average price of a gallon of gas hit $3.49, according to AAA, up 4 cents from last week and over a dollar from just 1 year ago. It's the highest price since October 2014, according to the Energy Department.
John Hunt reporting from the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. News Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
President Biden is visiting Ohio on Thursday to talk infrastructure. The president is expected to discuss how last year's infrastructure law is helping Ohio and the nation rebuild roads and bridges, upgrade water systems, clean the environment, and create jobs. The Los Angeles Rams celebrated their Super Bowl victory over the Cincinnati Bengals with a parade Wednesday, starting at Shrine Auditorium and ending in a rally at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Rams head coach Sean McVay revels in his team's victory.
55 stories, 55 rings. Now there's 56 stories, 56 rings. It's their story, your story too. Give it up for LA Rams, baby! World champions! Let's go!
The Rams beat the Bengals 23-20 in Sunday's big game. Tens of thousands of people attended Wednesday's celebration. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The price of used cars is revving up even faster than new cars, and experts are sounding the alarm. According to Edmunds.com data, a three-year-old Dodge Grand Caravan is worth more than $25,000 today, up 69% from a year ago. The high prices are being fueled by a global computer chip shortage, increased labor and production costs, as well as supply chain delays. Edmunds.com Senior Manager of Insights Ivan Drury telling Fox Business, due to the price hikes, people are having to finance used cars even longer.
We're already looking at extremely long loan terms, averaging 70 months. That's new and used. Now, used vehicles are going $500 a month on average. So this isn't just a here and now problem, right? If you purchase something now and you've got to borrow money, it's going to play out for years down the road.
A prisoner in Mississippi is back behind bars.
A convicted killer who escaped a Mississippi prison was captured Tuesday after 2 days on the run. Mississippi Department of Corrections Commissioner Burl Kane.
I get them and tell the police, and so then they find the car and start to pursue the car, and then he starts to speed up, and just when he starts to speed the car so he can run away from the police, he runs out of gas.
51-year-old Michael Floyd Wilson on Sunday fled from the Central Mississippi Correctional Facility. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.